UK banks and fintechs launch a recurring payment scheme to rival cards. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority on June 2, 2026, endorsed the launch of the UK Payments Initiative, UKPI, an industry-led scheme built around commercial variable recurring payments. The regulator called it a major step forward for open banking and said the scheme will give people more choice about how and when they pay for recurring goods and services. UK banks and fintechs are running it jointly, and the FCA plans to consult on a long-term regulatory framework by the end of 2026. Behind the bureaucratic name sits a simple idea. Commercial variable recurring payments, usually shortened to CVRP, let a customer pre-authorize a business to pull varying amounts from their bank account on a recurring basis, directly through open banking rails. Think of a subscription, a utility bill, or a buy now, pay later installment that moves bank to bank instead of through a card network or a traditional direct debit. The rail that skips the card networks, most recurring charges in the UK run on one of two tracks today. Card on file payments route through Visa or MasterCard, which charge merchants interchange and scheme fees on every pull. Direct debit moves account to account, but is slow to set up, hard to vary, and built for an earlier era. CVRP is the attempt to combine the best of both, the low cost and direct settlement of account-to-account payments with the flexibility of a card-on-file mandate. For merchants, the appeal is cost. Pulling funds straight from a payer's bank account avoids interchange, which can run well over 1% on consumer cards once scheme fees are layered in. For the FCA, the appeal is competition. The regulator has spent years trying to turn open banking from a data-sharing exercise into a genuine payments network, and a working commercial framework for recurring payments is the missing piece. A direct hit on the subscription niche, CVRP, aims squarely at the recurring payment segment. And that is the same ground where crypto card programs have been carving out a foothold. Several issuers market subscription rebates and recurring spend perks as a reason to route Netflix, Spotify, or gym memberships through their card. Stablecoin-funded autopay setups chase the same use case from a different angle, letting users settle recurring bills from a USDC balance. A cheaper, regulator-backed account-to-account rail does not erase those products, but it does sharpen the comparison. A merchant that can collect a subscription via CVRP at a fraction of card cost has less reason to fund generous cashback, and a UK consumer gains a new option that sits outside both the card networks and crypto rails. For anyone weighing how to pay recurring bills, the choice is widening rather than narrowing. The precise scope matters here. This is a scheme launch with regulatory endorsement, not a finished rulebook. The FCA explicitly framed the long-term framework as something it will consult on through the rest of 2026, and it pointed to an independent standards body still to be established. Adoption will depend on how many banks expose CVRP mandates, how merchants price against cards, and whether consumers trust pulling recurring charges straight from their current account. Crypto rails and open banking split by settlement. The crypto card model and open banking are not strictly rivals. Both are challengers to the card duopoly, and both lean on the argument that money should move with fewer middlemen taking a cut. The difference is settlement. CVRP keeps funds inside the regulated banking system and moves them bank to bank. Stablecoin spending settles on public chains and appeals to users who want to hold dollar-denominated balances outside a bank entirely. For UK readers, the practical takeaway is that recurring payments are about to get a fourth option alongside cards, direct debit, and crypto-funded cards. The UKPI does not change which crypto cards work in the UK today, and the existing crypto card options remain unchanged. What shifts is the competitive backdrop. The cheaper the mainstream rail for subscriptions becomes, the harder card-linked rewards have to work to justify the spend.